okay, and you said you had hammers and screwdrivers?
Mm-hmm, hammers, screwdrivers, and plows to, you know, anything to help out. And then rules.
What was a rule?
No way you could measure so many inches and different things like that. So many. Well, we didn't have time to do much work like that, you see. We had to have that deal, because we was working.
See, you had a lady that stayed there with the children most of the time?
Yeah. Oh, we had a lady.
She took care of them most of the time?
Yeah, she'd take care of them.
Did she comb your hair and stuff, or did most of them?
Well, she combed the hair and see into them getting out for school until the older ones got, you know, large enough to see about that. And I would help before I left. I'd always get up early and see to that myself, mostly.
Did you send your boys to the barbershop for dinner?
Sure.
Yeah,
they had it wasn't a colored barbershop at that time. It was only a white barbershop here. And that was my father-in-law, my husband's father. But it was for white people. He run this barbershop, but he only barbered for whites. And there wasn't anybody here then with a colored barbershop. But real late, during the time that we had a store, you know, we would run a store, and there was a man, my husband, ran them a corner in the store there in the back, and he had a barbershop in there for color. Mm-hmm. That's the only color there was. Until well late then, and you know, later on they began to have barbershops.
When you getting your hair cut, you probably use a comb and whatever.
Scissors. Comb and scissors.
What else did you use on your hair?
On hair. Mm-hmm. Well, lots of people used some kind of hair, you know. But I never used anything but white Vaseline or just wash it and, you know, put a little white Vaseline on it. And, you know, comb and brush it. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking about in the barbershop, sometimes you see on TV, they have this long mm-hmm. piece of leather that they...
Sharpen the razors
uh-huh.
on that.
What was that?
A strap, leather strap. It sharpened on. Now, I just know those things by, you know, I've seen them. We never used anything like that.
Did your husband have any guns and stuff?
Well, we always had a gun at the house.
What kind of guns did you have?
We had a double barrel shotgun. And we had always kept a pistol at the house for protection. We never had to use them, but we kept them there.
What kind of, where did you put in the guns?
Shells. We buy a box of shells. I don't know what number, because we didn't have to use them that much. And, but anyway, he always kept a box of shells. And if he wanted to shoot anything, like a chicken or just anything out there, he couldn't catch it with it. You know, someone would shoot the legs or the heads. And nobody could catch it.
You just call them shells?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever call them cartridges?
A cartridge is for pistols.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the others is for, the shells is for the gun, shotgun, you know, the rifles. Double barrels, that's single barrels too, but we have double barrels.
What about the children playing games? You playing games? What kind of games did you play when you were young? Are your children playing?
Well, the little plays we had were just, I hardly know, you know, just little, you know, on their plane. They'd play ball and things like that. And sometimes I'd get out and play with them. Just to play hopscotch, different things like that. Hide and seek, things like that.
Did you go to many parties and dances?
Well, I didn't go to many parties and dances. We didn't have too many of them in those days.